Amen.
My topic this evening is the widow's mite. And I heard something as I was getting into the prayer before service started. And I can see as I was reading the prayer, and I came across the word metamorphosis. I saw that that's what's also taking place in us
It
at this
is.
time.
It is.
And I just give God glory for this because he truly is making changes. He's
Yes.
truly making changes. Now, if you'll open up with me at this time, I'm going to go right into our lesson for this evening, our study, our Rhema study.
Okay.
And we're going to begin with Mark 12, verses 38 through 34. I'm sorry, 38 through 44. Sorry.
Amen.
And okay, Elder Allison has put it up, and we bless her. She is so diligent and so on point all the time. And we
Amen.
just give glory for her. All right. Verse 38. And he said unto them in his doctrine, beware of the scribes which love to go in long clothing and love salutations in the marketplaces and the chief seats in the synagogues in the uppermost rooms at feast, which devour widows' houses and for a pretense make long prayers. These shall receive greater damnation. And Jesus sat over against the treasury and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury, and many that were rich cast in much. And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in two mites, which make up a farthing. And he called unto his disciples and saith unto them, verily I say unto you that this poor widow hath cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury. For all they did cast in of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all her living. When I was reading this, I really began to think about what the scripture, and I felt there had to be something more in the widow's giving. There had to be something more there. Various people gave, and it sounded like many of them gave abundantly. And Jesus said, out of their abundance. But Jesus said she gave more than all of them. Why? Why would he say this? Let's look at this a little bit closer, okay? I have several definitions tonight, but just bear with me. Bear with me, because you're going to hear in each definition exactly what's taking place.
Take your time, Elder.
Okay. Let's first look at the word widow through the idea of deficiency. A widow as lacking a husband, either literally or figuratively, to gape or to yawn, chasm or gulf. I was looking at the word yawn because I understand when a person's yawn, it means that their body is lacking oxygen. So there even shows that she was there, even in that word, there's a lack. Okay, there's a lack going on. Now, she gave less than a penny. When I looked it up, two mites is less than a penny. And that was all she had to live on. Jesus said she gave of her want. And listen to the word want. a falling short, a penury, want, to be latter, to be inferior, to fall short, be deficient, come behind, be destitute, fail, lack, suffer need, be in want, be the worst inferior position or condition, under or beneath. Now, part of the definition of want was penury, which means extreme poverty. So she just wasn't just poor,
mm-hmm.
but she was in extreme poverty.
Mm.
We hear the state of the widow, and yet Jesus says in verse 43, and I'm going to read 43 to you again, part B, verily I say unto you that this poor widow hath cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury. Wow. He says she's cast in more. And you know what I found very interesting here?
Mm-hmm.
Now, he says she cast in more. And when I was reading this over, I saw that he says they gave their offerings all in the same manner. They all cast it. Mm-hmm. And when you look up caster, it means to scatter.
Mm-hmm.
But yet hers was greater. Mm-hmm. Her position wasn't different from theirs. Her way of doing it, what I mean is, wasn't different from theirs. She could have had, a hesitation because mm-hmm. it was what she was living on. This mm-hmm. is all she had.
Wow.
This is all that this woman had. So she could have been hesitant, but she cast in the same manner. Now they casted theirs because of their abundance. She casted hers because of want. Listen to what more means. It's a Greek word, and the Greek word is pleion. P-L-E-I-O-N. And this is what it means. More in quantity, number, quality, also the major portion. Exceed, above, more excellent, further, very many, greater, more abundant, plenteous. This is how the Lord saw her offering. How can this be? How can this be when she gave less than a penny? If we look at this in the natural, you can't see that. You cannot see it. When I was reading the definition of how poor she was, I felt really bad as I was reading it, because I had read it several times, but in one particular time that I read it, it was like, there was just a sadness that came over me. But as I was sitting there and I was looking at this, suddenly a lightness came over me. I can't explain it. I mean, all of a sudden, I felt so light in what I was reading concerning her. I felt so lifted. I all of a sudden became so lifted in what, and David says it like this. She was in a good place, okay? Mm-hmm. And in Psalms 51, verse 17, listen to what David talks about. Of the place the widow was in. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, oh God, thou would not despise. Let me read this again. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. Oh God, thou wilt not despise. And I heard that. I heard she had a broken broken heart and a broken and contrite spirit. I heard that in the spirit.
Hallelujah.
I heard it. That's where the widow was. I heard it. The woman that men saw as being extremely poor, Jesus saw a whole different way.
That's right.
Let's look at contrite and broken, okay? Contrite is a Hebrew word, and it's tekah, to collapse. Physical, oh, hallelujah, God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. To collapse, physical or mental. Break, contrite. Crouch, to crumble, to bruise, literally or figuratively. Beat to pieces, break in pieces, crush, destroy, humble, oppress, smite, afflicted. Hallelujah, God. Oh, hallelujah. This is the state
hallelujah.
Of her spirit. This is the state that her self was in. Broken is the word shapar. It's also Hebrew. It means to burst, literally or figuratively. Figuratively. Break down, break off, break into pieces, brokenhearted, bring to birth, crush, destroy, hurt, quench, quit, tear. She quit to self. She destroyed self.
Yeah.
She let her self go.
Yeah,
this is the place the
That's
widow
right.
gave from.
That's true, Kabbalah.
From the place of brokenness.
Hallelujah.
Herself being totally broken, crushed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A place of a new heart, mind, to be birthed. Oh, God, I bless you.
Hallelujah.
A place that the mind of Christ, that's the place she was giving from.
Hallelujah.
That's
Hallelujah.
The very place the widow was giving from. Hallelujah. Totally letting go of herself. That's why her offering was greater. That's why, because she had totally let go. She knew who to trust. She knew who her source was. She knew where her confidence was. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. I was in Elder Allison's study on the message of substance being in Mark 4, and I was going over it. And as I got to Mark 4, 30, verse, I'm sorry, Mark 4, verse 30 to 32. And let me just read that to you. I found the widow there. I found her there.
Ah, yes.
So just hear this out. See if you can see her as well. I believe you will.
Hallelujah. Hey, yes.
All right. Mark 4, verse 30 to 32. And he said, whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God? Or what comparison shall we compare it? It is like a grain of a mustard seed, which when it is sown in the earth is less than all the seeds that be in the earth. But when it is sown, it groweth up. Hallelujah, God. And become greater than all the herbs, and shooteth out great branches, that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it.
Hallelujah.
I bless God. I saw her there. When I saw the word greater, when I saw that word, I said, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute here.
Yeah.
She's right here. What's going on in her life is right here in Mark 4.
Ooh.
And I saw the word liking, and I felt to look up the word liking, and the word liking proves exactly what I'm saying to you. Likened means similar in appearance or character, like in manner,
wow,
unanimously, with one accord, hallelujah, God, one mind, the same, akin to, similarity, likewise so, assimilation, resemblance, similitude, hallelujah, God, hallelujah, this is where the widow was.
Yeah.
She is likened unto the kingdom, Christ.
Yeah,
what she gave was greater because of the place she was in.
Yeah.
She was in kingdom. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. She was in total kingdom. She had taken on the image of God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Just as he had made her in the beginning. So when she sold, it was greater because what she was giving was totally giving up herself unto him. Totally, she knew all the needs that she had. She knew that this was the end of everything she had.
Yeah.
But she just gave it up.
Right.
We have been led by the Spirit through Mark 4 to stay in the study daily,
mm-hmm.
to give our substance, to honor him. Hallelujah, God. When we are consistent, this is the results, just like the widow, a broken,
hallelujah,
heart and a broken and contrite spirit. We give up self.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. As we give up our substance consistently, which the rhema has caused us to come to, we are giving up ourselves.
Yes, yes.
The Lord brings us to this place.
He does.
No matter the great wealth we have or don't have, our reliance, confidence, trust,
hallelujah,
in God. He is our source. True kingdom living is what we're looking at. So we can see it's not about the amounts God tells us to give or where he tells us to sow. It's about where our hearts, minds are when we do.
Hallelujah.
It's just like the sower who sowed. He goes to sleep and rises and he sees first the blade, then the ear, and he knows not how it comes about. God does this. As we give ourselves, we make an exchange, you for him. All of him and none of me. Hallelujah, God. All of you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
All of you. All
hallelujah
of you. And as we give our substance from this place, we are honoring him. We are giving true honor to God with all of our substance. And this is where the widow was.
Hallelujah.
And this is why her offering was so received. Hallelujah, God. The Lord showed in the beginning of verse 38 where the scribes were. They were about, if you read that and read it closely, you see all they did was about self.
Mm-hmm.
All they were doing, praying long prayers, looking the part. But he said they were going to see nothing but great damnation.
Jesus.
Because all that they were doing that looked may have looked good in appearance, but all they were doing was for them to be seen. And that one poor woman who was really richer than anybody else that gave, she was truly richer than any of them. They had no idea. They probably even looked on her as, and I'm sure they did, as somebody poor and not even worth anything.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus saw her for who she was. He saw her for truly who she was. And the substance that she gave was true substance, true riches. And I don't know if anywhere in the Bible the Lord speaks of her. I don't believe so. But I want to tell you something. I don't believe she stayed that way. I mean, as far as her living, I know she didn't die that day.
No, 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 no.
I don't believe that.
Really not.
Because God saw her for who she was and right. where she was. And that was my message. That's what I saw in the widow's mite.
Jesus. If I may, I wasn't going to say anything, but your message has really, really charged me tonight, Elder. Yeah, to prove to you that God didn't keep her that way, she is here in the parable of Mark 4 in verses 30 through 32.
Amen.
She is the grain of mustard seed.
Yes. Amen. Bless God.
She is the grain. She's giving by faith. Faith is reliance on Christ for salvation.
Yes. Yes.
And in her brokenness, in her contrite spirit.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
That created Hallelujah, the Jesus. Realm of faith. If you can go back over to Mark 4, Elder, please. Right there. Yes. She is the grain of mustard seed. Now, I'll show you. You can see it right here. It starts off looking like a little thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
but
exactly.
But then growed
and
became greater. So if we understand the principles of reaping, no
Amen, God.
He stayed in that state after Amen, giving a
God.
Seed
Amen, Lord.
Like that. Because the Amen. Mustard
That's
seed
what I believe, Apostle. I believe that. I see that.
Praise God. Praise God. There's no way.
Yes, yes. There's no way.
Absolutely no way to stay there. That would cause our God to be a hypocrite.
Yes, it would. Yes, it would.
That was the ultimate place of the kabod.
Yes, amen.
That was the ultimate place of honor. And I don't know about you guys, and I wasn't going to say anything tonight because of the way that I've been feeling, but I can't help it. The word is fire tonight. Then it's shut up in my bones.
Listen
here. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you guys, but in my testing the waters of substance giving,
Hallelujah.
I can tell that every seed is causing a broken spirit in me
Amen.
And a contrite heart. I do not get satisfied in the manner in which I want it to be the most kabod that he's ever received.
Amen.
And what he's doing in my giving him that, he's extracting more of myself. It's the seed is something that he's just using as a tool for fellowship. But in the real fellowship, I'm learning that as I'm giving my substance finances, he's really pulling things out of me.
Yes, he is. Me too.
He really is.
Me too.
And we're coming to this place of a broken spirit and a contrite heart. We're coming to the place of being mustard seeds.
Thank you.
This is real faith that God is opening up through the portal of his peace. And it's attaching itself to faith. And we're seeing this. And God is just, listen, he's doing it.
Yes.
He's doing it. But I know why. He keeps telling me. It starts with our finances. Because that is the root of where all evil can come from.
It says so. The word says it. The love of it.
Hallelujah.
This says so. Gave, and this was a tremendous message. And it made me feel really hyped and charged to wanting to reach her level.
Reach
her level.
Yes.
Yeah, you feel bad for her in the beginning, but my God, that's the place we want to be.
Amen, it sure is.
Hallelujah.
It sure is.
I've been through some things over the last couple weeks that broke my spirit, that have broken my spirit, that have caused me to humble myself before the Lord. And I'm giving him praise for this because it all started in the substance giving. But I've been through some things that have broken me in ways that I truly needed to be broken.
I love
what he's done.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord God.
I'm not living off a gift anymore. I'm living off a straight up and down relationship. I have a gift of revelation, a gift of rhema. And sometimes you can get caught up in living in that gift. And you lose relationship. But boy, I tell you, this giving, this substance giving, has broken me to seek relationship. to want
Amen.
more with
Amen.
him,
Yes, yes, yes.
to want to give him more of
Yes.
just want to give him all that I am.
Yes, amen.
That's all I want to do.
Amen. Amen, God. Amen, Lord God.
So I honor him.
Mm-hmm.
I honor him like the widow did. I do. I truly honor him and held a great message.
Amen, Lord.
Great, great message.
Amen, amen.
If I may tag in there.
Yeah, yeah.
While you were teaching, Elder, the Lord just told me, he told me to look up in Mark 12, just look up a couple verses. And I looked up, and I'm going to put it on the screen so everybody can see. I looked up, and if you see, in verse 35, it says, while he taught in the temple. So he's there teaching.
Yes.
And then the next verse, he says, for David himself said by the Holy Ghost, the Lord said to my Lord, sit thou on my right hand till I make thine enemies thy footstool. This is what he's saying in the temple. This is what he's teaching. But then the next verse, 37, it says, just part B, and it says, and the common people heard him gladly. This widow was there.
Yes, she was.
She was in the temple hearing this.
Yes.
But what she heard was, sit thou on my right hand till I make thine enemies thy footstool. That's what she saw on. She knew that God would make her enemies. And
yes,
it's proof in Mark 4, because that mustard seed would then become greater.
Amen.
Satan
amen.
Would no longer be on her thigh.
Yes, amen. Yes, yes.
Poverty was her enemy.
The enemy would be put under her feet.
Yes, God.
Poverty was her enemy.
Yes,
and she was under,
yes.
She was really held, if you really look at it deeply, she's held under the law. The law said that they had to give to the strangers and widows. And so when the Sanhedrin and the Pharisees go left field, so does the ministry of giving to the widows. So he didn't have anything going at the time. These people were running ragged at this time. There was no order. And so the law wasn't being executed. So she was under extreme poverty, as you said, Elder.
Yes.
And that's her nemesis.
Yeah.
And he said, sit down until I make your enemies come on your footstool. And that's exactly how she gave. She gave.
Amen.
Believing
Amen.
What he said.
Amen. Amen.
Says the common people heard him gladly.
Jesus.
She gladly heard that word.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
He was on the rhema.
Come on.
Yes, God.
Well, here's a word. Here's a word to the widows out there, to all of us that are looking for financial security and financial freedom. Honor the Lord with thy substance. First fruit of all of thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty.
Yes.
Your barns will burst out with new wine.
Yes, Lord.
That's what he's saying to us.
Yes.
Just like he told that woman, I am your way of escape. I am.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
So good.
Thank
so
you,
good.
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to stop talking because every time I talk, I get attacked with a cough. That was awesome, Elder. That was truly awesome.
Bless
truly
God.
Awesome.
Bless God.
Sometimes God just puts you in a season of silence and he's doing it to me. So I'm okay with this.
Amen. Amen. Oh, bless you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you this evening.
Yes,
please. We bless your name for who you are and what you're doing in us. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for what you brought to us this evening.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for your word and the more that you gave us even within the word. Hallelujah, God. We thank you for the more, Lord God. We thank you for the more. And we bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. And continue to touch our apostle, Lord God. Your apostle.
Yes, God.
Continue to heal him.
Yes,
continue,
God.
Lord God, to strengthen him on every side.
Yes.
In his entire household, in the name of Jesus, we pray. And we give you glory and praise and honor. Amen and amen.
Amen. Now, Alex, you lead and just give the instructions.